Chapter 9, Heightening Your Senses in Nature. Once you have turned off your mind and entered into a state of no mind, the next stage of the heart walk is to get into your senses, to be out of your mind and come to your senses. For this allows for the doorway into the spiritual realm to open, to lift the veil into the spiritual dimension where the answers to aligning with your true self are waiting. On the heart walk, you do this by heightening each of your five senses. Traditional Indigenous people who live with nature on the land naturally have heightened and highly tuned senses. I witnessed this a few years ago when I lived with a native tribe on an outer island of Indonesia. For example, they could tell by the bird songs when people were approaching, the direction they were coming from, how many people, and how long it would be before they would get there. Likewise with subtle nuances of smell on the ground when we went off into the jungle on hunting trips, and softly broken twigs as to which animals had been passing by. Indigenous people around the world need these heightened senses to be able to live. For example, they need a large field of vision to be able to pick up the subtle movements of animals. They need a highly tuned sense of sound in order to pick up the distant sounds of animals and birds. They need a highly tuned sense of smell to pick up subtle scents of trails and animals in the distance. Likewise with taste and the sense of feeling. When the five predominant senses are highly tuned, we naturally become more attuned to the sixth sense, to the spiritual sense, to the force that moves us, to the synchronicities, messages, and symbols the Creator is constantly giving us through nature. We can then tap into these messages to get direction and clarity on our purpose, as well as where we are to go and what we are to do at each moment in time. So the first place to start entering into the spiritual dimension is by heightening each of your five senses. There's a schism or a gap between groups of your senses. For example, your sense of sight and sound are both outward senses, in that you see and hear what is outside of yourself. These two senses are closely related. For example, if you hear a sudden noise, you'll naturally want to look in that direction. Likewise, if you're looking at a bird on a branch, you'll be more tuned in to its song, sight and sound being closely related senses. Across the schism or gap of your senses is your sense of smell and taste. These are both inner senses and arise from chemical reactions within your nostrils and on your taste buds and are closely related. For example, it is next to impossible to taste something without smelling it, taste and smell being two closely related senses. Across the schism yet again is your sense of feeling. The sense of feeling and your sixth sense, your spiritual sense, are closely related and connected. For if you're in alignment with the synchronicities and the natural flow of life, you'll be feeling it as a pull within your body. For example, you'll get a feeling to go somewhere and will most likely bump into a person you needed to speak with. Or perhaps you sense not to get on a crowded bus and later hear it was involved in an accident. Your sense of feeling and sixth sense are closely related. However, the way into developing your sixth sense and tapping into the flow of life on your heart walk is to spend a few moments heightening and fine-tuning each of your normal five senses. To heighten your sense of sight, your sense of sound, as well as your sense of smell, taste, and feeling. On a heart walk, you'll do this through the sense meditation, and I'll guide you through how to do this. How to heighten your sense of vision. The first sense to heighten on your heart walk is your sense of sight. For most people, this is our most used sense, followed by our sense of sound. Often in our modern society, our sense of vision is usually quite narrow. We generally have a narrow field of vision. For example, when we read, we are focused on a small area of the page and often unaware of what is around us when we're focused like this. Likewise, when we're watching the TV, focused on the television. Likewise, with driving, focused on what is ahead of us, we are trained from a young age to focus on a narrow field of vision. I find when most people come out into the forest, this almost habitual way of looking at the world is taken in with them. For the most part, when people go into nature for a hike, they'll be staring a couple of meters ahead of them at the path they're walking down, simply missing out on a lot of what is happening around them, missing the experience of what is surrounding them in nature. To get a sense of being so focused, you can do a simple focusing exercise in nature. For example, as you look around, try and focus on one element within nature for around 2 seconds. Then look and focus on another element for 2 seconds, and another for 2 seconds, focusing on the elements within nature both near to you and far away. Focusing for 2 seconds on an object and then moving on to another object. Keep on doing this for a minute or so and notice how this feels. You'll probably notice a sense of tension within your mind and that it takes quite a lot of energy to be continually focusing on objects within nature. The reason for this is that around 1/3 of our brain is geared up to interpret the visual perceptions that we take in. And seeing we use as much energy when we are thinking as when we are when we're walking. No wonder it takes some effort to be continually focused in this way of looking at the world. However, Indigenous people have a completely different and more relaxed way of looking at the world. In this mode, they're able to take in a lot more of their surroundings. Instead of being focused on one point, they instead take in a larger realm of vision. They spend around 90% of their time being in their peripheral vision, and only around 10% of the time being in focused vision. This allows them to perceive a much larger visual field and take in more movement and a deeper perception of the world. This way of taking in more of your surroundings by using your peripheral vision doesn't use as much energy as the continual focusing we're taught in modern civilization. In order to go into your peripheral vision, firstly, pick a point towards the horizon that you feel drawn to. Then, instead of focusing on that point, consciously relax your facial muscles, especially the muscles around your eyes. Let the tension within your facial muscles to drop to the ground. As your facial muscles relax, your gaze will naturally start to soften. Allow your gaze to soften on that point you felt drawn to. You'll naturally start to go into peripheral vision as you relax your facial muscles and soften your gaze. To increase your peripheral vision further, next stretch both of your hands out behind you. Then slowly bring your hands together and notice the point at which you can just start to see your hands. At this point, slightly wiggle your fingers so you can just see them in your left and right field of vision. This is the extent of your horizontal peripheral vision. For most people, they'll get around a 180-degree field of peripheral vision to their left and right. Next, put one hand directly above your head and the other hand down beside your knee. Again, wiggle your fingers and slowly bring your hands towards your front. And notice when you can just see your fingers wiggling. This is the extent of your vertical field of vision. For most people, this will be around a 150-degree field of peripheral vision in the up and down direction. Then start to trace out with both hands the extent of your peripheral vision. You'll probably notice the extent of your peripheral vision is like a large oval of extended vision. This extended field of vision is how Indigenous people view the world. I like to call this state of using your peripheral vision 3D vision. The reason for this is that if you start to move your head to the left and right whilst being in this peripheral vision, you'll notice that objects close to you will also tend to move to the left and right. If you're doing it right, this looks similar to putting on 3D glasses in an IMAX theatre. As you go for a walk whilst in this state of extended 3D vision, notice how you have a much larger sense of the depth of field, as though the objects you pass close to you appear more three-dimensional. You'll also notice that you pick up a lot more movement whilst in your peripheral vision. So before I start my heart walk, I'll spend a few moments walking around being in my 3D peripheral vision. This gets me more into my senses and takes me closer to tapping into the spiritual dimension beyond the one we normally see. You can also take this extended sense of vision to a deeper level in order to see what is behind you. And I call this 360-degree vision. To do this, Again, find a point in the distance that you feel drawn to and soften your gaze. Go into your peripheral vision again by wiggling your fingers at the extent of your peripheral vision in both the horizontal and vertical directions. Then again, be aware of the extent of your peripheral vision by placing your awareness and attention on the oval at the extent of your peripheral vision. Next, try to consciously expand the edge of your peripheral vision outwards. Try to push the boundary of your peripheral vision outwards, like you're putting energy into expanding your peripheral vision further. After you practice doing this a few times, you'll notice that you can actively push your peripheral vision outwards. It requires effort at the start. However, with practice, you'll start to get the sense of being able to see what is further out to the side of you. As you continue to push your peripheral vision out further, something clicks, and almost instantly you'll be able to start to become aware and get a sense of what is behind you. You'll notice that when you start to see beyond your peripheral vision, that you'll be able to include what is behind you. This seeing is in your feeling, in your sensing. As you push the extent of your peripheral vision outwards, you'll get a sense that you can feel what it is that's behind you. And again, as you heighten your sense of vision, it will take you closer into the spiritual realm, beyond the one we normally see. This is the way Indigenous people in their natural state see the world. They spend about 90% of their time in their peripheral vision and around 10% of their time in their focused vision. You'll probably notice there is less tension within the muscles of your face and eyes whilst in your peripheral vision. The reason for this is that it allows your brain to relax. For example, being in your peripheral vision for just 2 minutes slows your brainwave patterns from the beta or problem-solving state down into the alpha or relaxed state. Simply going into your 3D sense of vision throughout the day will slow your mind down whenever you're feeling stressed. Plus, you'll pick up a lot more information within your visual field, especially movement. How to expand your sense of sound? The second most used sense within our modern civilization is the sense of sound. However, compared to native Indigenous people, we have severely contracted our sense of sound. Instead of having a sense of 360-degree stereo surround sound, we're often limited in the amount we hear. We normally operate through a very focused window of listening. For example, if someone is talking to us, we're often focused on what they're saying. Likewise, with listening to the television, the radio, or perhaps listening to an announcement at the train station. Usually, we'll focus our sense of listening onto just one sound at a time. As we listen to and focus on one sound at a time, we're often not aware of any other sounds surrounding us, such as the bird calling from behind, the rustle of leaves above, or perhaps the movements of a lizard to our side. However, Indigenous people have a heightened state of listening. As someone is talking, they're also aware of the sound of a bird singing in the distance, or perhaps the movement of an animal to their left. They're aware of all the sounds surrounding them, for this is our natural way of listening to the world around us. At the start of my heart walks, I'll firstly go into 3D vision, and then spend a few moments tapping into my sense of 360-degree stereo surround sound. Going through the senses like this gets me into the zone, and allows me to tap in more clearly to my sixth sense, and into the spiritual world beyond the one we know. As I heighten each of my five senses, the veil between the ordinary world in which we live and the spiritual world beyond the one we know starts to lift. That is when we start to enter into non-ordinary reality, where the sense of time and space starts to distort. So the first step to heighten your sense of sound is to close your eyes and become aware of your inner sounds, to the sounds happening within your body. For example, you'll probably become aware of the sound of your breathing, of the noise made against your nostrils as you breathe in and out. Or perhaps you'll become aware of the sound of your saliva as you swallow, of the sound it makes in your mouth and your throat, and perhaps a click within your ears when you swallow. Or perhaps you become aware of the sound your heart makes within your chest as it beats. As you listen within, you may also become aware of the sound of your blood pumping through different parts of your body. Or perhaps you become aware of sounds within your digestive system, of little gurgles as fluids move throughout your body. Just start becoming aware of the different sounds within your body, of the inner sounds. Spend some time being with the inner sounds within your body. Next, shift your attention to listening to the sounds immediately outside of yourself, to the sounds close to you. Firstly, become aware of the sounds in front of you, then to your right, behind you, to your left, and again in front of you. Like you're sending a radar around you that is picking up the immediate sounds surrounding you. Perhaps you can hear a small bird in front of you, the rustle of a bush to the right, perhaps a different type of bird behind you, and perhaps some leaves of a tree blowing in the wind to the left. Start to become aware of the immediate sounds surrounding you in all directions. As you do this, also start to become aware of the sounds above you. Perhaps there's another type of bird calling above, or perhaps different types of leaves rustling in the wind. Spend a few moments being with all the immediate sounds surrounding you, like a sphere of sounds surrounding you in all directions. When you're aware of all the sounds surrounding you, next aim to push your listening outwards. Start to shift your attention on the sounds happening further away from you, on the distant sounds, perhaps the sound of a crow in the distance behind you, or the shrill of an eagle soaring in the sky above, or perhaps the low rumble of traffic in the distance to your left. Simply aim to push your sphere of sound surrounding you outwards. Push the limit of your hearing outwards to include as many sounds as you can around you, actively pushing the limit of your hearing. Once you've pushed the limit of your hearing outwards in all directions, then start to listen to the patterns within nature, to the natural rhythm of the sounds within nature. For example, if you're near water at either dawn or dusk, you'll probably notice a number of different frog calls. You'll probably notice there is a rhythm the frogs croak at. Perhaps you'll notice the deeper calls from one species is in time with the higher-pitched calls of another species. Or perhaps if it's windy, you'll begin to notice the wind maybe coming through the land in gusts. And you'll probably notice the rhythm of the sounds in the trees as the wind comes. How, when the gust of wind starts to drop, that the sound of leaves starts to soften. Natural rhythm within the leaves, in tune with the natural rhythm of the wind. Or perhaps you'll notice a natural rhythm within the bird call surrounding you. The rhythm a crow sings at as opposed to the natural rhythm of a finch, a magpie, or perhaps a honeyeater. Simply spend time listening to the natural rhythms of the sound surrounding you, within the cone of sound coming to you from all directions. Imagine this rhythm as like a foreign language and that you're trying to interpret the language by listening to the patterns, listening to the rhythms of nature. As you listen to the rhythms within this sphere of sound surrounding you, both near and far to you, you'll probably notice that your attention and awareness will fall onto one particular sound for a few moments, that you are naturally drawn to a particular sound. Perhaps it is the gentle fall of water in the distance from a waterfall. As you start to listen to that particular sound you feel drawn to, begin to listen to the little nuances within the sound, to the little sounds within the sound. You'll probably notice that there are both high-pitched and low-pitched individual sounds within each sound, that there are tiny vibrations within the sounds, like the sound has a number of different textures. Simply aim to listen to the individual sounds within the sound you feel drawn to. After a while, you'll notice that you naturally get drawn to another sound, perhaps to the rhythmic calling of a bird. Again, listen to little nuances within this sound, to the little calls within the main sound, being with the individual sounds within each sound. Then you'll probably notice after a while that your attention will naturally be drawn to another sound within your sphere of sound. Actively go to and be with this sound as you naturally flow from sound to sound, like a dance. Being with a sound and then naturally flowing to the next sound, to the sounds close to you, to the sounds far away from you, to the sounds behind you, to the sounds above you, becoming aware of the patterns within the sound, as well as all the little sounds within each sound. After practicing being in this heightened sense of sound, you probably start to notice that you're a lot more aware of the sounds surrounding you. That when you're talking with someone, that you're able to listen to them, yet at the same time, you're aware of the sounds of the birds or perhaps the rustle of the leaves in the wind surrounding you. That you're both able to focus on a sound, yet also aware of the other sounds surrounding you. This is similar to how Native Indigenous people hear the world. For when they're hunting, they're fully aware of their surroundings, in both a visual sense as well as an audible sense. So at the start of your heart walk, take a few moments to check in and become aware of the sounds surrounding you. Just walk for a few moments in this sense of stereo surround sound to where you feel drawn to. After a few moments, start to combine this stereo surround sound with 3D vision. The world becomes a very different place whilst walking in this state. It becomes even more alive, more real. After practicing and combining with relaxation, each moment starts to become longer, extended, expanded. For when you expand your senses, you start to open the doors and to melt into the present eternal moment. How to expand your sense of smell? The sense of sight and sense of sound are both outward senses. We look outward and we hear outwards. For most people, these are our two predominant senses. Once they are expanded, it is easier to tap into the spiritual world beyond the one we normally know. However, you can go deeper by expanding more of your senses. The next sense I have participants expand and explore on a heart walk is their sense of smell. As far as the schism or separation of senses is concerned, both smell and taste are grouped together. They are both inner senses and they are both chemical reactions that happen within our body. The sense of smell is often overlooked within our culture. We're forever stuffing down our natural sense of smell by putting on deodorants, spraying rooms with deodorizers, and eliminating most of every smell that comes our way. We even excuse ourselves for making smells. Over time, this cultural aversion to smells has dulled our sense of smell in a way that we're unable to pick up the scent of a trail as Native Indigenous people once did. However, it is possible to again heighten our sense of smell by practicing a few simple exercises whilst out in nature. The first way is to place your attention, your awareness on your sense of smell as you walk through nature. Simply placing your awareness on what you are smelling will again get you out of your mind and into your senses. As you become aware of the smells around you, the next step is to heighten your sense of smell. You'll probably notice that your sense of smell is a lot stronger on the in-breath as opposed to your out-breath. That is why dogs sniff so much. By taking in short, sharp sniffs, they're able to pick up more smells. So to heighten your sense of smell in nature, do as dogs do and take in a number of short, sharp breaths when you notice a smell you feel drawn to. As you walk along, you'll probably also notice that there are more smells closer to the ground, and that the smells close to the ground are a lot stronger. Practice taking in short, sharp breaths at head height as well as closer to the ground, and become aware of what you pick up. You'll probably also notice that as you walk along, wet elements in nature have a stronger smell than dry objects. If you have a water bottle handy, you can practice smelling objects when they are dry and then smelling them again when they are wet. You'll probably notice that the smells are stronger and that you pick up a lot more little nuances within their smell when wet. As you explore further into your sense of smell, also try crushing a few leaves as you go and notice their smell. Try to pick up the little nuances within the smells, like the subtle flavors within the smells. Another exercise you can experiment with is passive smelling. When you're taking short, sharp breaths, you're actively hiding your sense of smell and searching for smells. However, if you sit on the ground in the one place, instead, become aware of the smells that are coming your way. Allow the smells surrounding you and on the wind to come to you. You'll become aware that at each moment in time, the air smells different. Just like looking at a wave in the ocean, each moment is different. So too are the smells around you that are coming your way on the wind. Simply sit in one spot and allow the different smells to come your way. And another exercise you can do is that whilst walking, you can further heighten your sense of smell by noticing when a new smell comes to you. Perhaps you've come across a grove of wild flowers and are aware of their aroma. If you do, simply start to walk away from the flowers and notice where the boundary of where the smell from the flowers occurs. You'll notice the further you walk away, the fainter the smell becomes, until you reach a point where you can't notice the smell anymore. When you come to the boundary of the smell, aim to push your sense of smell outwards until you again notice the faint smell. This is an active way to fine-tune your sense of smell. In a way, this is like strengthening your smell receptors, much in the same way as strengthening your muscles in a gym. I also find that if you shut out your predominant sense, the sense of sight, that your other senses naturally heighten. Therefore, if you're in a safe environment, you can also experiment either closing your eyes or blindfolding yourself, and to take yourself on a smell walk. Simply start to become aware of the smells you come across as you walk along the land. To literally follow your nose for 5 to 10 minutes as you place your awareness and attention on your sense of smell and practicing the exercises we've just gone through. How to expand your sense of taste. Like the sense of smell, the sense of taste is also an inner chemical reaction. Taste is a chemical reaction that happens within the taste buds on your tongue. Again, within our current culture, our sense of taste has been reduced by the daily lives in which we live. For most people in the Western culture, eating has become something we do when we're hungry. We typically eat to fill up our empty stomach. With the fast food chains, we eat whilst on the go. We drive through the drive-through, consuming as quickly as possible and rarely taking the time to notice the taste of what we are eating. When we do notice the taste of what we're eating, the food is often full of artificial flavors and additives, things such as MSG, which act to enhance the flavors of the food we're eating. All of this acts to make us less aware of the subtle flavors within the food we eat. However, Indigenous people were more aware of the flavors within their food. Our sense of taste can help us become aware of what plants not to eat. For example, generally, most of the poisonous plants often taste bitter. Not only Indigenous people use their sense of taste to find foods that may be poisonous, they also took the time to honour and experience the subtle flavours within the food, a heightened sense of taste within each mouthful. For some cultures believed the essence and spirit of the plant or animal expressed itself through its taste. The way to heighten your sense of taste is to firstly place your awareness and attention on the subtle flavours already within your mouth. Perhaps you can taste subtle flavours from last night's dinner, or perhaps you can taste the remnants of the flavours left over from breakfast. Firstly, place your attention and awareness on the flavours already within your mouth. If you can't detect any subtle flavours within your mouth, find something within nature that you are drawn to, that you know is safe and will not poison you to taste. Perhaps that is some bark or a dead leaf, or perhaps even to lick a stone. Whatever the element is, simply place a part of it within your mouth and start to become aware of the tastes. In order to heighten your sense of taste, it firstly helps to close your eyes so that your main sense, the sense of vision, is turned off. This allows you to have more attention to place onto your sense of taste. Next, notice how the taste tastes on the left side of your tongue. Notice how this area tastes different to the taste on the right side of your tongue. Similarly with the front of your tongue, as well as the back of your tongue. Likewise, notice how the taste underneath your tongue tastes different to the taste on all other parts of your tongue. The reason for this is that taste buds on different areas of your tongue pick up different tastes. As you are being with the taste within your mouth, you can then naturally flow between each part of your tongue that you are feeling drawn to, becoming aware of how each part of your tongue is tasting the taste within your mouth. Like a dance, dancing from one part of your tongue to the next, being with the taste within each of these parts of your tongue. After you've been with the taste, you can then go to another element you know is safe and is drawing you to taste it and do the same exercise. Being with the different tastes around your tongue, the little nuances of the tastes within your mouth. If you have a water bottle handy, you can also wash a little bit of water around your mouth and notice how it changes the tastes. Sometimes the taste will completely change just by adding a little bit of fluid into the mix. For example, I remember being back in France a few years ago and noticed how they typically drank wine with their food in order to accentuate the subtle flavours within the food they were eating. Likewise, by adding fluid to what you're tasting, you'll change the taste within your mouth, being with the subtle nuances of the different tastes. You can also change the taste within your mouth by gently breathing in through your mouth, sort of like the in-breath of a yawn, gently allowing a small amount of air to flow over your taste buds. Likewise, on the out-breath, gently allow a small amount of air to flow over your taste buds. As you do this, you'll probably notice that the air against the taste buds brings a different taste into your awareness, much like how drinking some water also changes the tastes within your mouth. How to expand your sense of tactile feeling. As you go into your heart walk, you'll notice that your sense of feeling is closely connected to your sixth sense, which is the sense of the spiritual dimension. This is the final schism or gap within your five senses. Your sense of sight and sound are connected. Your sense of smell and taste are connected. And your sense of feeling and your sixth sense are connected. As you heighten your sense of feeling and other senses, your spiritual sense will naturally heighten. You'll be out of your mind, come to your senses, and automatically start to tap into the spiritual world beyond the one we normally know. You'll naturally start to become aware of the guiding force both within you and around you. You'll naturally feel the subtle pull of this guiding force. Plus, you'll naturally start to pick up on the messages and symbols of Source through nature. However, out of the five senses, I feel the most important to tap into is your sense of feeling. This is when the veil between ordinary reality and non-ordinary reality starts to lift, and both time and space start to distort, and allows you to pick up on the messages and symbols that nature is wanting to show you. So how do we heighten our sense of feeling? Firstly, it is important to realize that tension blocks feeling, and that in a state of relaxation, our sense of feeling is naturally heightened. The reason for this is because tension takes up a lot of our awareness, meaning we have less awareness to recognize what we are feeling. Much like if we are thinking about a problem, we're probably not aware of the world around us, the sights, sounds, smells, tastes, and feeling within our body. So the first place to start is to simply stand upright with your eyes closed and scan through your body for any tension. As you find places within your body that are holding tension, just notice how that area feels. Notice the texture of the tension. Notice the tightness of the muscles in that area. Notice the temperature of the tension. Is it hot or cold? Simply place your awareness on the tension within your body. The next step is to then let go of the tension. Just like dropping a stone to the ground, simply allow the tension within that part of your body to drop to the ground. Mother Earth can then use that tension where she needs to, much like a gift you're giving her. Simply feel the tension within your body and allow it to drop to the ground. I find that some people in the heart walk, when letting go of tension, like to physically pick up a stone or a stick and physically allow it to drop from their hand to the ground. I find this gives them an extra sense of what it is like to drop an element within nature, being symbolic of dropping tension within their body. I also find that for most participants, it is easier to drop the tension within their body on an out-breath. The reason for this is they are also actively letting go of air within their lungs, which also helps to let go of the tension within their body. After you've dropped the tension within your body, the next step is to actively drop the tension within your mind. If you're in a state of no mind, there'll probably be not much tension within your mind. However, take a few moments to scan through your mind and locate any tension you may have within your mind. Then again, just like letting a stone drop to the ground, allow the tension within your mind to drop to the ground. This is especially true of Ralph. Whenever Ralph, the little voice within your mind, speaks, it creates tension. This tension is usually felt around the forehead within your mind. From a physical point of view, this is where the cerebral cortex of your frontal lobe, which is the thinking part of your brain, is located. However, if you're already in a state of no mind and innocence, you'll probably notice that the tension levels within your mind are naturally a lot lower. Once you're in a state of relaxation and no mind, you'll probably notice that you're feeling and picking up a lot more within your body. However, you can then heighten your sense of feeling by doing a couple of exercises to get you further into your body. There are two predominant types of feeling. The first is the tactile feelings on the skin, and the second is the inner feelings and sensations within our body. Now, our skin is the largest organ of our body and picks up a lot of sensations at every moment. For example, right now you can probably feel different textures along different parts of your hands. However, if you shift your awareness away from your hands into your cheeks, for example, you can notice how the air feels against your cheeks, whether there is any airflow against your cheeks, and whether the room you're in feels warm or cold. Likewise at the front of the knees. If you place your attention on the front of your knees right now, you can probably notice the texture of your clothing against the knees. Or if you're wearing shorts, you may again feel the flow of air against your knees. Wherever on your skin you place your attention, you'll be able to feel more in that area. Simply scan along different parts of your body and notice how they feel. For example, what is the skin on the soles of your feet feeling? What sensation are your elbows picking up right now? Are there any parts of your skin that are calling for your attention? Do you have an itch anywhere on your skin? Go to these parts of your skin you feel drawn to and just notice how they feel. Simply place your attention on one part of your skin and feel how it feels. You don't need to describe it, but it's more about being with the feeling of the feeling, experiencing the feeling on that part of your skin. As you spend time with the sensation, you'll probably notice that after some time, the feeling will naturally fade and that you'll naturally be attracted to another part of your skin. Go to that part on your skin and place your attention on it. You'll notice that as you place your awareness on that part, that the feeling feels more heightened. Then, as it dissipates, naturally go to another part of your tactile sensation and be with that, dancing along your skin from one part to another, pausing briefly on some, staying long with others, being with the feeling that is on your own skin. You can further heighten what you're feeling in a tactile sense by feeling the objects and elements of nature that are around you. Simply find an element of nature that you feel drawn to, whether that is a rock, a tree, or a branch, perhaps some soil, or maybe even a leaf. Then slowly run your fingertips along this element and notice how it feels. You'll probably notice that the slower you move your fingertips along the object, then the more you'll feel in the tactile sense. If you move your fingers slowly against this object, then you'll become aware of a lot more textures. You'll be more aware of how that object feels as you run your fingers slowly over it. Moving slowly allows you to be more with the way the object feels against the tips of your fingers. Then, as you run your hand along the element within nature, notice how this feels against the palm of your hand, and how different this feels to the sensation against your fingertips. Again, move slowly and you'll notice that you pick up a lot more of the feeling, a lot more of the sensation against your skin. Next, try different parts of your body. For example, slowly rub your cheek across the element and notice how this feels against the skin on your cheek. If you've chosen a tree with rough bark, you'll probably know why cats like to rub their cheeks against sticks if you do this. Likewise with the back of your elbow. How does the element you've been drawn to feel against the back of your elbow, against the back of your hand? How about across the front of your knee and the back of your neck? What about the soles of your feet? Just notice how this object feels against different parts of your body as you move those parts slowly against it. Explore the object with different parts of your skin. You'll probably notice that you get to pick up a lot more detail about the object you're with by feeling it with different parts of your skin. That you'll pick up a lot more textures and develop a closer connection with the object you're with. Your skin also has pressure receptors. So as you move your fingers across an element within nature, start off lightly feeling that element. Then apply a little more pressure and notice how that feels against your fingers. You'll probably notice that the sensations feel different depending on how much pressure you exert on the element. This is when your tactile feeling starts to get a 3D effect to it. After you've been with an object and heightened your sense of tactile touch, you can then go for a walk and notice how it feels as you naturally get drawn to the different textures around you. Go on a sensation walk whenever you feel drawn to. Simply go from element to element within nature, feeling the different sensations against the different parts of your skin as you go. For example, noticing how the leaves feel against your arms as they brush by, or perhaps noticing how the dry leaves feel against the soles of your feet, or maybe even noticing how the branches feel against the top of your head as they run through your hair. Noticing the temperature and texture of different elements within nature. Simply go where you feel drawn and be with the sensations against your skin. The slower you move on your sensation walk, the more you will feel, almost becoming like the sensitive bill of a platypus, moving slowly through nature, much the way a sloth moves slowly through the jungle, feeling what there is to feel against all of your skin, being with the sensations on your skin, heightening the awareness of your tactile sensation, exploring with the natural forms around you. How to expand your sense of inner feeling. After you've been on your sensation walk, the next part is to become aware of and heighten the internal feelings going on within your body. The first place to start is with the physical sensations within your body. This is similar to the tactile feeling exercises we've just done. For example, again, scan through your mind and body and become aware of any tension stored within your system. Then, just like letting a stone drop to the ground, allow the tension within your body and mind to drop to the ground. This dropping of tension allows you to feel more within. Then place your awareness and attention on the inner sensations that you feel. Perhaps you can start to become aware of how it feels to run the top of your tongue against the roof of your mouth, or perhaps to notice how it feels against your throat to swallow a small part of saliva, or how it feels inside your lungs as you breathe in air. Simply placing your awareness on your throat as you swallow, or your attention on the inside of your lungs as you breathe in. Again, the slower you do these, the more you'll feel on the inside. And I find it also helps to close your eyes as you do this, because you'll then have a lot more attention and awareness to feel the inner sensations. Take your time and notice the different textures within your body, feeling the different textures on the inside of your body. Likewise, you can also place your attention on your physical heart and notice how this feels to beat, how each heartbeat feels, noticing the feeling, the little nuances of your own heartbeat. As you go further into your inner feelings and explore them, you'll also notice that one part will be calling for your attention more than the others. Simply go to this place inside and become aware of the different textures of the feeling. Become aware of the sensations in each moment happening to this part of your inner being. You'll then probably notice after a while, your attention will naturally fade from this inner sensation, and that you'll naturally be attracted to another inner sensation. Simply go to this sensation and be with it. Follow the inner sensations throughout your body, similar to a dance of feeling within your body, going from one place to another. As you practice this inner going with the feeling, you'll notice that you naturally start to feel more within your body, that your body starts to wake up, and that you'll start to enter into a rich world of inner feeling, similar to another world opening up. You can actively heighten those sensations within your body further by breathing into them. As you become aware of a feeling within your body, Start to notice the subtle textures within this feeling. Then imagine that you're breathing into this feeling with each in-breath. As you breathe into the feeling, it expands and grows. As you breathe in, you'll probably notice the feeling becomes more intense, that you can feel more of the feeling as you breathe into the feeling. Simply allowing the feeling to grow, expand, and become richer on each breath that you take in. Feeling more of the feeling within your body on each in-breath. As you explore deeper into this world of inner feeling and notice more of the texture and subtle nuances within your body, you can then heighten your sense of feeling even more. You can do this by starting to explore how the world around you interacts and is connected to your inner feeling world. For example, as you practice, you can then start to become aware of where certain external objects and sounds, such as bird calls, feels within your body. When you do this, you'll start to become aware of how it feels to sit under the shade of a tree and where in your body you feel these sensations. Similar to when you're standing on a mountaintop, how and where you feel this within your body, as opposed to how and where you feel when you're beside a stream at the bottom of a valley. You'll start to notice where in your body you start to feel these things outside of yourself and how they feel within. For example, notice where and how it feels within your body when you look at the green leaves of a tree. Then notice where and how this feels different when you look at the blue sky or perhaps a white cloud. And where inside your body and how inside your body this feels different when you look at leaves on the forest floor. As you practice, you'll probably start to notice that every object and element you look at within nature will have a different feeling and texture within you. Simply let go of tension, place your attention on the inner sensations within your body, and notice the feeling within what you're with. With practice, you'll notice where in your body the sound of a bird feels and how this feels. Likewise with the sound of wind blowing through the trees. Simply place your attention within and notice where in your body you feel this and how it feels. Likewise with the sound of running water, the call of an animal, the falling of a branch, or the rustle of long grass in the wind. Place your attention inside as to where and how this feels. You don't need to describe it, but to simply be with the feeling within your body of how this external element is inside. Being with the feeling, being with the sensation of what you hear. As you walk through nature, also become aware of the smells around you and how these feel within you. How the smell of dirt perhaps feels grounded within your body, as opposed to the smell of a crushed leaf, which may perhaps feel uplifting within your body. How the smell of bark on a tree feels different to the smell of a rotting log on the ground. How the smell of grass in a clearing feels different to the smell of a trickling stream. Likewise with the different tastes. How the taste of a leaf feels different to the taste of a certain type of bark. Where in your body you feel this taste, and being aware of how this feels within your body. Becoming aware of how different tastes feel within your body. As you walk and feel where in your body you are feeling those sensations and how they feel, you can also play with paying attention on what you're feeling in the tactile sense. For example, as you move your cheek slowly against the trunk of a tree, where on the inside of your body do you feel this? Place your attention and awareness on this part of your body. Notice how it feels and breathe into it to expand the feeling. An inner feeling world being in alignment with the outer world outside of your sense of self. For when you're in tune with how the outer world affects your inner world, this is where the sense of ordinary reality starts to blur, where the veil into the spiritual dimension starts to lift, where the sense of self starts to dissolve, where you start to melt and become one with all that is. When you practice, you'll get to see that there is no separation between you and everything around you, that all is connected, that everything is in an inner feeling relationship with everything else. And as you go at the rhythms of this connected world, the synchronicities start to abound. the messages and symbols start to become clear. You start to see beyond the physical world in which we appear to live. You'll start to naturally listen to the messages beyond the words that are spoken. You'll start to see the spiritual world in which we all dwell come into focus. And the way into this world beyond is to get into your senses. Getting into and heightening your five senses allows this world beyond to naturally appear. This is especially true with the inner feeling sense, how the outer world impacts your inner world through your senses. No separation between self and other. The boundary of where you end and the world starts begins to dissolve.